This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, January 14th. God's word to you today is Implications, and this is part 3. Our scripture reading is taken from Luke chapter 1, verses 78 to 79, and it says, "Because of God's tender mercy, the morning light from heaven is about to break upon us, to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, and to guide us to the path of peace." God's promise for you is new streams. And because of this promise, you can expect new streams of colors and new streams of new wine. The next thing to expect is you're going to have new streams of peace. Everything that has troubled you in every area of your life, God will give you peace in the mighty name of Jesus. Isaiah 66 verse 12 says, "This is what the Lord says, I will give Jerusalem a river of peace and prosperity. The wealth of the nations will flow to her." Personalize this scripture. God will give you a river of peace and prosperity. Expect it. The wealth of the nations will flow to her. It is not the wealth that will give you trouble. Proverbs 10:22 from the King James Version says, "The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it." You will not have wealth and have diseases to go with it in the name of Jesus. Amen. You will not have wealth and have turmoil in your marriage to go with it. You will not have wealth and have your children cursing you to go with it. You will have wealth and you will have peace like a stream, peace like a river to go with it. Expect new streams of peace. There will be new streams of opportunities. Doors will be opened unto you in the name of Jesus. God is releasing a lot of prophetic words and making proclamations over us. Please pay attention, open your heart and mouth wide and receive from God. Revelations 3 verse 8 says, "I know all the things you do, and I have opened a door for you that no one can close. You have little strength, yet you obeyed my word and did not deny me." God will open doors for you that no man will be able to close in the name of Jesus. Amen. In 1 Samuel 17, David was called by his father to take food to his brothers. David obeyed, got to the battlefield, and met Eliab. Eliab said David was not ready for battle. David met Saul, and Saul said David was not ready for battle. David met Goliath and delivered Goliath's head. Even though the door of opportunity was opened, a blessing in disguise, the nation was tormented. Many things you see as a problem today is actually an opportunity for you. Many people that walk out of your life today is an opportunity for you. It does not look like it, but it is an opportunity for you to have new connections. It is an opportunity for you, believe me. I understand that it is painful for you to lose things. It is painful for you to be robbed. It is painful for there to be a loss. It is painful for a nation to be under siege. It is painful. But David got to the battleground. And the same thing that everybody saw as a problem, David saw as an opportunity. There is so much to learn from the life of this man called David. We have to be able to look beyond the loss, the pain, the discomfort, our limitations, and people's opinions, and behold the doors of opportunity that God is opening for us. Let us pray. Father, as you are opening doors before me that no one can shut, I ask that by your Spirit, you open my eyes to see these open doors. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.